This is The Real Change from the Redwood Gospel Mission. Now, here's your host, Redwood Gospel Mission's Jeff Gilman.
Welcome back to Real Change, presented by Redwood Gospel Missions. I am Jeff Gilman, Executive Director of Redwood Gospel Missions, and we talk about real change, about how lives can change in our community. And there's a change agent here in the studio with me. His name is John Cregan. He is Chief of Police of Santa Rosa Police Department, coming back for another episode. We in our last episode, which, by the way, you can listen to on KSRO and the Ask the Experts page. So go to KSRO's / Ask the Expert and look for the Real Change episode with Chief John Cregan. And so we want to follow up with that. You've served here for many years. You've been in law enforcement for 27 years. You've been chief for the last 4 years. You have a master's degree in public safety and administration, and you are an educator and serve on a board serving people with mental illness. You have been innovative in many things in our community, and you have navigated significant changes in how law enforcement functions in our community and how people perceive law enforcement and the role that they have. And you have navigated many changes in public policy related to homelessness. Could you tell us just a little bit about some of the challenges that you have faced in leadership of the police department and really just the challenges the police department have faced in general in balancing public safety and compassion for people in our community who are homeless?
Yeah, it's a difficult topic with it. It's something, it's in the top three of the community complaints that I get about saying, hey, we need to do more. But what's a difficult one is it's so polar in our community. Like a perfect example, we don't see as many of the large scale homeless encampments that we saw years ago in Santa Rosa, really by a collaborative effort across the city. But when we would go and clean out a large homeless encampment, I would usually get about 50 emails, and 25 would be, you lazy cops, what took you so long to deal with this problem? And the other 25 would be, I cannot believe like how heartless you are, and why are you doing this? These are victims of society. So no one's happy with us on this situation. And then we're trying to look at this situation. Okay, how do we protect public safety? How do we provide resources for those most vulnerable members of our community that who are in need with it? And at the same time, work with our elected officials, work with our community to keep them happy. And this is a difficult task to do, quite honestly, with it. To working with our business community, working with many of our nonprofits across the city. But that's why the job of the police department and all of our officers is tough, but that's what we signed up to do. And that's what we're really working to do. And I think our biggest success has been collaboration with it too. And one of the things that we have right now that I think is changing why we don't see so many large-scale encampments right now is working with our local community-based organizations, Redwood Gospel Mission being one of them with it too. But we have a weekly team, and it's from not just the police department, but we have representatives. We have a contract with Catholic Charities, who are our host team, our homeless outreach services team with it, the fire department, our transportation and public works team, our housing and community services team with it. And we all go out together as a team, and we address any encampment with over 5, 10 our shelters there with it too, and really focus in response as a part of that. How can we help you? How can we get the resources? How can we get you in a better spot so you're not in the street, but at the same time not allowing large-scale public health situations to occur, where we saw in Santa Rosa, right here by the Home Depot, we saw it on Bennett Valley Road, we saw it under the underpasses on 4th and 5th Street, where we had 75-plus encampments there, and it was really leading to a lot of safety hazards, and we've worked to not let that happen.
So a lot of the people don't know that one of the reasons that we faced that crisis for many years was simply there were some legal issues because of the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, who had upheld a ruling that that basically said the police cannot ask a person to not camp in a public space unless the city or county or jurisdiction has an alternative adequate housing for them. That certainly must have had a significant impact on law enforcement through that season. And how long did that last, and when did that change?
Yeah, that was a long journey, and you're right. And there was a series of court decisions with it, and our unsheltered population are very well versed on what the law is in this area. There's a lot of like advocacy attorneys who work in the community to make sure to provide protections. But it really left us that we didn't have the ability to say, you need to move from this spot. So you saw large encampments blocking public parking lots with it, to sidewalks with it too. And we saw a series, and there was Grant's Pass decision last year that from our Supreme Court, which changed some of that. We also had a federal injunction, the Vannucci injunction here for the city of Santa Rosa. That actually just got finalized last week with us. That was from 2017 until last week with it, on providing some of those things with it too. But the law has given our officers more ability to, we still lead with compassion. We offer those services, but at the same time say that you're not going to be able to set up camp on a public sidewalk, blocking handicap access and all those things with it too. So it's giving us more ability like that to be able to take steps. And then what I really love, what it's doing, it's helping to gently move people forward who need the help to some of the services that are available with it. And that's what we're really focused on. Let's get you the help you need. Some people may not even be in the position in their life to understand like what a dire need they are in help. But now this is the time for us to be able to help get some of those resources, get people off the streets, and at the end of the day, make it a safer and more vibrant Santa Rosa for all.
And sort of as a follow-up to that, are you seeing, looking forward, state and federal policies that have any kind of impact on whether it would help or hurt your efforts toward both public safety and compassion in our community?
I think one thing that came out from the state level within the last year and a half is Care Court with it too, which gives officers and really more through the county behavioral health the ability of being able to be able to force those under very strict guidelines and ultimately by the order of a judge to into treatment with it too. So that's something that I think, but the problem, as we see with many things from the state of California, ideas are generated but no funding and resources to implement those ideas with it. So that's where Care Court is struggling with it too, but on its basis it has some benefits that we could do, but has a lot of work that needs to be done. And with one of the biggest issues that's crippling us in this area is just the resources for it, not only at the city level with it, because our pot of money is the smallest of any with it too, from the government with it. So we're working with the state, we're working with our federal partners to get more resources, whether it be housing here, whether it be things that we can do with some of our things like expanding the in response team. Those are things. Our in response team has calls stacked up every day waiting for them to go to it, with one van kind of ping ponging across 42 square miles of the city of Santa Rosa. If it's something that really is a community priority, then we need to get the resources there to address it.
Can you estimate what percent or give some numbers around calls related to homeless services or calls for homeless mentally ill people? It remains a major issue for you and for us as a community.
Yeah, absolutely. I was actually just looking at some of the annual data from 2025 that we had in, and we break it down for just for the police department. So last year in 2025, our police officers, we received just over 183,000 calls came into our 911 dispatch center. Our officers responded to just over 111,000 times calls for service that we went out into our community. And then we break down with it. So the officers have to categorize this on their call. So some certainly get missed with it too. But just the ones that they categorized that we saw last year was actually up 6% from 2024. But we saw 11,220 calls that were homeless related calls that our police officers just from the city of Santa Rosa responded to last year. And on top of that, our in response team responded to under 6,000 calls that they responded to. So right here that you have Santa Rosa armed police officers responding to just over 11,000 homeless related calls, and our in response team responding to another 6,000 of both mental health and homeless related calls with it. And so the problem is big here in Santa Rosa. Rosa. So what we need to really do is look at how are we going to put combined city, state, and federal resources to address this problem?
Wow. Well, we've identified the problem. Maybe when we come back, we can identify some solutions. We will be right back with more of Real Change presented by Redwood Gospel Missions here on KSRO. And so we welcome you to stick around, and we'll be back right after this.
You've been listening to The Real Change with Jeff Gilman of the Redwood Gospel Mission. This is The Real Change from the Redwood Gospel Mission. Now, here's your host, Redwood Gospel Mission's Jeff Gilman.
Welcome back to Real Change, presented by Redwood Gospel Missions here on KSRO. I'm Jeff Gilman, Executive Director of Redwood Gospel Missions. In studio with me, again, is Chief John Cregan of the Santa Rosa Police Department, and we've been talking about homelessness and the response, police response to homelessness, balancing public safety and compassion, and really looking at the in-response team, which Chief Cregan really spearheaded the development of and brought a really compassionate response to people who are mentally ill and homeless in our community. And Chief, you mentioned there is one in-response van serving 42 square miles, and you mentioned 6,000 calls in what period of time?
That was just for 2025. So in the calendar year 2025, our in-response team responded to exactly 5,948 calls across the city of Santa Rosa. And I will say the team has progressed that now we have, it's one van at a time, but there's three staggered throughout the day. Okay. So now we're fully 24/7 with it. And that was just in 2025 with it that we were able to go 24 hours a day. But what we need to do that is, especially in that between that noon till 9 p.m., the calls, that's our peak call like that. There's so many calls that are stacked up. So what we're looking toward is future is like, how do we expand this team so we could have during those same overlapping shifts, but have two vans at a time where they're splitting the city in half, helping some of the resources. And a crisis that is looming is on our Santa Rosa schools right now. If you're following with some of the things about their reductions in funding that's going to address their mental health resources in our schools. So I'm already meeting with the school superintendent, the school board president, and they're warning me, be prepared for more calls on our school campuses next year. And I'm worried because I'm struggling to handle the calls within the city of Santa Rosa's city area right now. So that's another area that we're really going to have to focus on.
Oh, my goodness. We, several years ago, the people of this county voted to address really what was a clear gap in services for people struggling with mental illness. And we passed Measure O. And Measure O has been a really significant funding source for in response over the years. Is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, to be frank, in response would not be here today without the support from the County of Sonoma and our Measure O funds that's coming. Actually, as of all of last year and this year, 100% of the funding for in response is coming from Measure O, from the County of Sonoma with it. And on top of that, the county is embedding six of our licensed mental health clinicians. Those are county employees that are given in kind to the in response team. So Nolan Sullivan, our behavioral health director, has been an incredible partner to work with to it. Our board of supervisors here in Sonoma County have been so supportive with it too. And especially with the city of Santa Rosa's dire financial outlook for the upcoming years, we're able to say no general fund dollars are going toward In Response, that every dollar of the program is funded through Measure O. But that's something that we're going to have to continue. Measure O is going to be coming to an end in 2029. That's something as a community we're going to have to start looking for today. How do we renew that measure? How do we continue to provide the invaluable resources that are going teams, not just like within Response, but spread across the county of Sonoma?
I interviewed Nolan Sullivan on my Conversations on a Bench broadcast, and I'm going to welcome him into the studio soon as well, and I'll put a plug in for In Response
yeah,
as
that's
well.
Great. Yeah, he's been great to work with too, and has been really helped guiding us getting some of the funds that we need for this team.
So I recently was in San Francisco, and I was at the HUD offices in San Francisco. There was one of the leaders from HUD was here in the area and in San Francisco, talking about significant changes in the way they're doing funding, and it was radical changes. And they put together charts and statistics looking at homelessness over the last 13 years. And the numbers were not encouraging. Despite the billions of dollars of increased funding over that period of time for housing, what they saw was that as housing was built, people would go into that housing, but overall, the problem remained the same, and in fact, was sort of the same number of people who were still either street homeless or in shelters, but in addition to that, all of the funding and all of the housing that was created for homeless people was filled by that. And so they measured basically twice as many homeless people are in the homeless system as there were when the program started that they were creating. So they're looking at radical changes. Unfortunately, what they're looking at is cutting out all the funding for all those houses. And so we may see more street homeless again. It just seems like a vicious cycle. How have some of those kind of policies affected you in your world, and what do you anticipate in the future? And maybe we can look at also is what do you think might be some solutions?
Yeah, I think the funding is a really issue, and who it's addressing the most, because we're not getting direct federal funds from the police department for homeless efforts, but is our local nonprofits spread across Sonoma County that we work with so carefully or closely in this area with it too, and you're seeing radical funding losses there too. So that's a real issue with it. I think when we start talking about solutions, I think there are a lot of great organizations across Sonoma County, across the state of California, but as we see on so many issues, a very siloed of really duplicating a lot of work, working really and not how we can not sharing information as much with it. So how we could all come together. We've done that very successfully in the city of Santa Rosa with our violence prevention partnership, where we bring over 50 stakeholders together that we meet regularly and we discuss like how can we really dissect and dive deeper into the violence issues in Sonoma County and Santa Rosa specifically. And I think we could do more of that with and the homeless topic with it, and too, because we all have a shared mission of helping those on our streets to be able to get off the streets, get the resources they need. And what we see is like the numbers. So year over year, a 6% increase in police interactions with homeless in Santa Rosa with it too. I've participated in the annual point in time count many times. We're seeing that evidence there as well. So it's an area where I think collaboration with it on our shared ideas and visions that we have on these areas, and continuing to work with both our state and federal electeds on like how are we going to be able to at least programs that really work. And if there are programs that aren't working, then let's cut them. But programs like In Response that are undeniably making a difference in our community, then how do we get funding to a program like that to make it where we can serve not everywhere across our community, but also addressing these incoming school calls that we project?
And this is a tough one, but how can basic Joe citizen make a difference?
I think the biggest thing is what I've seen in my career, specifically with the homeless, it doesn't help to be out there passing out money to those standing on a street corner. If you're passionate on this topic and you want to help, do it through a local nonprofit who can vet those things, be able to get them into resources like that. Many times you're actually exacerbating the problem by handing out cash on a corner with it too. I see so many times what that leads to further issues in the community with it. So find a local nonprofit like the Redwood Gospel Mission that we're talking about today. Be able to support through that like that. Find ways that you can volunteer in the community through one of those like that. Be passionate in those areas. Passing out $20 bills on the corner isn't helping.
Well, that's a great segue into us. We're gonna end our segment again. But we have on our website something called a Real Change Certificate. And people can go to our website, print it out, and it provides resources to people in the community that you can hand in lieu of spare change. So we say, help yourself to some real change instead of spare change. And with that, I thank you for being in the studio, Chief Cregan. It's been very informative. Again, we have an archive of previous episodes on ksro.com/asktheexpert. And we thank you all for joining us, and God bless you.
You've been listening to The Real Change with Jeff Gilman of the Redwood Gospel Mission.